Set your spirit on fire and let Dr. Luana Steins guide you to a life of purpose and fulfillment. To reach Dr. Luana Steins, call 760-315-1967 or visit atouchfromabove.org. And now here's your A Touch From Above host, Dr. Luana Steins.
God bless you. God bless you, God bless you, God bless you. Thank you so much for joining me. I'm Dr. Luana, and this is A Touch From Above. I'm here every day, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Hallelujah. At 2:30 every single day, 2:30 to 3. And we are so excited all that God is doing. If you haven't logged on to our website, please do, touchfromabove.org. Know a little bit more about our information. And I want to encourage you. I am so excited today. We have two wonderful guests. Thank you. Here today for the third day is Daniel R.C. Hallelujah. Would you like to say hello, Daniel?
Hello.
And Pastor Jill.
Hi, everybody.
Hallelujah. Well, we want to talk to you a little bit more. I was so excited. For those of you that missed Daniel's testimony, his testimony the last 2 days, you can go on to KPRZ 1210 and you can listen to the podcast for yesterday and the day before. It's so awesome. And sometime this week, we'll have those uploaded on our website. So you can go to our website as well in about another week, atouchfromabove.org, and click on radio, and you can actually be able to hear all of our programs. But anyway, I want to read to you a portion of scripture out of the book of James, chapter 5, about the power of prayer, and then I'm going to give it over to Daniel. He has something more to say here. But in James, chapter 5, reading in verse 13, is there anyone among you suffering? Let him pray. Is anyone cheerful? Let him sing psalms. Is anyone among you sick? Let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith will save the sick, and the Lord will raise him up. And if he commits sin, he will be forgiven. Confess your trespasses one to another and pray for one another that you may be healed. The effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. We're going to talk to you how important prayer is. Daniel, go ahead.
All right. I just wanted to say to the mothers that if you have a son or a daughter that you know is out there and they're addicted on drugs or they're living a lifestyle that is contrary to what God calls us to live like, I just want to encourage you that it all starts with prayer. Like, pray without ceasing, because my mother told me she never stopped praying for me. And even though it took years, you know, God started sending his servants to me. And I remember people would invite me to church, you know, and God was sending me invitations through them. And eventually I ended up surrendering, and man, my mind has been renewed, you know, with God's word. And if you're out there and you're lost in this world and you haven't received Christ, I want you to know that I've been there and I know how it feels, but I also can testify of God's goodness that he can and he will change your life if you surrender to him and confess his name and believe in your heart, you know, that he died for your sins, you know, that the Father sent him to die for our sins, and he will come into your heart and he will transform you. You know, he broke those chains of addiction, and now I'm free. I have liberty, you know, and I'm a citizen of society again. You know, I work and I pay my bills, and you know, God is so good, you know, and I am just so happy to live it with freedom, you know, with liberty, you know.
Amen. Pastor Jill, do you have anything you want to say there?
I just, when I see Daniel at church, it makes me excited because he's total, I can't even imagine how he used to be. He's so kind and loyal and loves God and studies the word, and I can't even picture him drug addict, running the streets, homeless, stabbing people, getting stabbed. I can't even picture that. He's totally transformed, and that's what Jesus does. He transforms us.
Amen. Amen and amen. For those of you that didn't hear Daniel's testimony, let me just give you a little bit of history real quick. He started doing drugs when he was about in seventh grade and ended up starting off in a little bit with pot. And then after a while, he got into deeper drugs and deeper drugs. Then he went and even tried heroin. But you know what? He ended up on meth and he ended up homeless and he ended up losing everything. Family, relationship with his kids, relationship with his mom and dad, and just that brokenness. Ended up on the street, freezing in the cold of winter, sleeping out in an old abandoned house, covered up with a car cover, freezing to death and sopping wet, out of his mind and broken. But Jesus, in his grace, met him up at the pass, threw his little rumpus in prison, where God began to work on Daniel's life. And on the bottom of a prison cell, Daniel cried out to God, and Daniel got gloriously saved. And today, 6-7 years later, Daniel is on fire for Jesus. He's an elder in our church. He's one of the head ushers in our church, and just loves Jesus with all of his heart and mind. What a joy. Daniel, did you ever think in your mind that one day here you are, an elder, and going to the Christian University?
No. You remember I told you that story where we used to sit on the bleachers and we would just like think like what it's going to be like once Jesus set us free from that prison, where we'd end up, you know? I never imagined it was going to be this beautiful, you know? I'd end up on the mountain, you know? And man, it's just amazing, you know. So that's why I tell people, like, when they say, hey, how you doing? And, you know, and it's like, I'm living the dream, you know. I never expected it was going to be that beautiful, you know, but that's Amen. The God we serve, right?
Amen. He takes us out of the miry pit, and he brings us, and he puts our feet on the solid rock. Hallelujah. How awesome is our God. You know, the Bible says in Proverbs chapter 28, verse 13, he who covers his sin will not prosper, but whoever confesses and forsakes them will have mercy. And that's the God that we serve. He brings us mercy. When we come humbly and we cry out with our contrite heart and we're sick and tired of being sick and tired, and we know that we're a sinner, and we look in the mirror and we say, oh my gosh, look at the wretched wreck that I am. Because pride keeps so many people from being honest. You know, instead of going to the mirror and looking, you know, look in the mirror and say, oh my gosh, I am in need of a Savior. Amen. Amen. What else do you have to say, Daniel?
Well, I would like to just say to my mother that I'm sorry for putting you through everything I put you through. And I just want to thank my mom for always being there for me and for never stop praying for me.
Amen.
And you know, like you said, the prayers of a righteous person avails much. And God heard my mom's prayer. And you know, now I'm this new creation in Christ. And you know, now I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God, which I am today,
amen,
than dwell in the tents of the wickedness. You know, now today I don't dwell in those wicked tents, you know. Those days are long gone. I don't even, like, I can't even see myself doing that again, right?
Amen.
For the Lord God is a sun and a shield, and the Lord will give grace and glory. And no good thing will he withhold from those who walk uprightly. Dear listeners, I want you to know that this is a promise from God. So I pray that these seeds are planted in the hearts of those who are unsaved.
Amen.
Give Jesus a chance. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain.
Hey.
And I'm sorry I sound like emotional, but before I had a heart of stone, and now God has restored my heart, and now I can feel things, and I can see the pain that I used to cause my mother, where before I was just greedy and selfish, and all I cared about was myself. I didn't see the pain I caused my kids. And this went on for years, right? But now, just thinking about it, that's why I get emotional now. So That's why you hear my voice kind of like crackling.
But, well, that's okay, though. You know, hey.
Yeah, I'd rather have a soft heart that can feel than, yeah.
than that heart of stone.
Yeah,
amen.
Exactly.
Amen.
That's a good thing, Daniel. Amen. That's a good thing.
Amen.
You know, I think about when he's talking about prayer, the harvest of prayers. I was thinking there is a great harvest of prayer. You will see your prayers answered. You continue to pray. Like he said, his mom prayed. There's moms out there. You're praying and believing. Don't let go. Have faith. Continue to believe. God answers prayer. I've seen a harvest of prayers at our prayer mountain. Dr. Luana found the land, I don't know, over 25 years ago. It was by faith. It was an answer to prayer. And today we're walking on the prayer mountain. God answers prayer. So I encourage moms out there, I encourage everyone, you pray. You'll see a harvest of prayers. You just don't stop and don't let go. Believe God.
Amen. There's a powerful scripture in Proverbs chapter 23. It says, listen to your father who begot you, and do not despise your mother when she is old. You know what really touches my heart now about Daniel's life? Daniel's father passed away, and so Daniel's mother is a widow. All the boys have grown up and gone, and the sisters are out and married and gone. But you know what Daniel does? Daniel is right there to help take care of his mother, who is now, what is she, 87?
Yeah, somewhere around there.
87 years old. But Daniel makes sure he prays with her every day, makes sure she has her coffee, and you know, and that really touches my heart. You know, and, you know, so many people don't understand. You have respect for your mom and you honor your mom. And you know what? That is, that says a lot. Because when you find somebody that doesn't honor their mother, you better be careful. Amen? Amen. So the reward, not only was she crying out for her son, but little did she know that her son would be there when she's older, and there he is helping take care of her. Amen. Amen. What else do you want to say, Daniel?
Well, the harvest. We got to reach the harvest, you know. And it's amazing how, like you say about prayer, because I pray over my coworkers, and one day over 9 of them receive Christ.
Wow.
And I had this one coworker. Well, I still have him. At first, man, this guy would look at me like if I owed him money, right? So I'd be like, man, why does this dude keep staring at me like that, you know? So I would start praying for him, right? And I said, God, he's my coworker. We need to get along. We're on the same team. And you know what? Make a long story short, one day I asked the Holy Spirit, just give me the words to say. And I just started talking to him about Jesus, and he ended up getting saved.
Wow.
Yeah, now we get along so good. He's like heaven sent. You know, he's my right-hand guy at work. Yeah, we make a good team. And shout outs to Luis.
Amen.
And Jaime too for allowing me to come. That's my superintendent.
Amen. Isn't that amazing how God, when he just comes down and he touches a life and a life's been changed and transformed. You know, the Bible says in Romans chapter 12, it says, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may know what is God's good, perfect, and his acceptable will. And when a life comes to Christ, that's what happens. You begin to renew your mind. Let me get to that scripture. Romans chapter 12, reading in verse 1. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and the acceptable and the perfect will of God. You see, when you come to Christ, there's got to be a transformation. But you will never get that transformation to know God's perfect, good, and acceptable will until you come to Jesus. You've got to come to Jesus. And exactly what Daniel said, you know, he went to church, but he really didn't surrender. So, you know, you can go into church. Just because you go into a church doesn't make you a Christian. Just because you walk into a garage doesn't make you a car. Just because you put your hand in a cookie jar doesn't make it a cookie. The only way to become a Christian, Christian means Christ in. When Christ comes in to become Lord and the master of one's life. Hallelujah.
You can become born again today. All you have to do is believe. The Bible says if you confess with your mouth and you believe in your heart, then you can be saved. Jesus, he did the hard part. He was a gift for all of mankind. When he died on the cross, he paid the debt of man's sin. But he was a gift. And that gift isn't yours until you take it for yourself. And we're here today to tell you, you can have a brand new life. You can have a life that's amazing. Because there's nothing like knowing Jesus. To know the creator of all the heavens and all the earth, to be free from your sin, to have a peace when you wake up, to have joy that you don't know where it even comes from. You're just happy because you're set free from the corruption of this world by asking Jesus to come in. But you have to ask him. He's a gentleman. He was a gift, but you have to receive him for yourself. And when you take that step, your life will be transformed, and then there's steps to take afterwards, because you can't just say the words, but you have to take up your cross and follow him, and your life will be, you will be amazed what God will do in your life.
Amen. Did you hear that knock? Did you hear that knock? Listener, did you hear that knock? The Bible says, behold, Jesus is knocking at the door of your heart. If you open up your heart, he'll come in and sup with you, and you can sup with him. You know, the Bible says that Jesus was despised and rejected by men, that Jesus was a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief, and we hid, as it were, our faces from him. Jesus was despised, and we did not esteem him. Surely he has bore our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we esteemed him stricken, smitten by God, and afflicted. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. And the chastisement for our peace was laid upon him. And by his stripes we are healed. Do you want freedom? Then pray and ask Jesus to come into your heart. Daniel, what do you want to tell him?
That it's amazing to me how God demonstrates his own love for us. While we were sinners, Jesus died for us.
Amen.
Amen.
While we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. You know what's even more amazing? It says that when you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that Jesus Christ rose from the dead, repent of your sins, he'll come in and sup with you. He'll come in and sup with you. You don't have to be alone. You're listening to my program today, and maybe you're a husband or a wife, and maybe one of them died, and you feel like you're all alone. Maybe you're a grandma, and you're listening to this radio station sitting in a nursing home. You know, you're not alone. Maybe you're driving your car right now and you're contemplating suicide. Stop it. You're not alone. Jesus wants to be your rock and your refuge. You know, I have to share a story with you. I was preaching on radio, on television, and I'm on television every Sunday morning and every Tuesday, I think, or Tuesday evening. And I'm preaching on the television, and one gentleman called our prayer line. But before he called the prayer line, he had a gun, and he was going to shoot himself. And he had the gun, and he was sitting at the edge of his bed. This was a very distinguished businessman. And he said, it's over. He took out his .38. He opened his bottle of whiskey. He was drinking the whiskey. He's going to get drunk before he shot himself. And he reached over to the channel, and he turned on the television, and he was clicking through the channels. He's drinking his whiskey, his gun's in one hand. He's got the channel thing in the other. He's got his bottle in between his legs holding there, sitting at the foot of his bed. And he's ready to kill himself. And he turns on the television, and lo and behold, I said, do not touch that channel. He looked and jumped back, and he listened for a little bit, and I'm telling about how Jesus loved him and cared about him. And I had no idea God is speaking to him. He goes to change the channel again, and I said, don't touch that channel. Ah, he put the channel thing down, and he goes, oh my gosh, what's happening here? So he's drinking his whiskey, and he's got his gun, and you know, and then he picks it up for the third time. And then again, I said, don't touch that channel. He put the channel thing down. And then I said, call right now. You need prayer. So he reaches over, picks up the phone. He calls our prayer line. I end up getting the phone for the prayer line. I get the phone. I talk to him. And he said, I'm done with life. I said, let me pray for you. So I prayed for him. And I said, I bind you, you lying spirit of suicide. And all I heard was, I said, hello? 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 Well, I didn't hear from him. I thought, oh my gosh, what happened? So I was wondering what had happened. Well, a couple years later, I was invited to this church to share, and in came this very distinguished man with his Bible, and right behind him, you know how a duck walks and all their little ducklings, quack, 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 right behind him. This man walks in, and right behind him is about 25 or 30 people following him in. He had heard that I was going to be there at that church, and he ended up coming, and then later he talked to one of the girls at my book table, and he said, will she come to my Bible study? I'm teaching a Bible study. And normally, I normally don't do that, but I thought, okay, for some reason, I said, yes, tell him I'll schedule it. So we ended up scheduling it. Well, we get to his quote-unquote Bible study, which he was a contractor. He took his garage, double garage, and made it into an unbelievable church. And then he had another area, and he had probably 60, 70 people there. And I thought, Bible study? Well, this ain't a Bible study. And so he gets up, and he shares his testimony. I have no idea who this man is. He goes, I called the prayer line one day. I had a gun in one hand and a whiskey bottle in the other, and I was going to commit suicide. He goes, and this pastor, he said, Pastor, I prayed, and I don't know what happened to me. The power of God came through that phone, and I hit the ground, and I woke up a brand new person. And I couldn't believe that that was the man that had, I go, hello, hello, hello. I thought he died or something. And here he is with this great big Bible study. Jesus changed his whole life. He said, you know what? I had everything at the tip of my fingers. The only thing I didn't have was peace and happiness. Well, I ended up saying, oh my gosh. I said, you know what? We need to get you in Bible college. I took him, got him in Life Bible College, got him through college, and today he's a pastor. Can I tell you that there's nothing too hard for God? And you're listening to my program today, and you need Jesus. Can I tell you, let me pray with you right now. Pray with me. Jesus, please come into my heart. Forgive me of my sins. Lord, I need a miracle in my heart. I need a miracle in my mind. I need a miracle in my life. I need a miracle in my family. Lord, I just need a miracle. Please forgive me. Come and be my Lord. Come and be my Savior. I don't understand it all, but I know you died on the cross and rose again on the third day, and I receive that gift today of salvation. Sorry for my sins. Amen. You said that prayer. Just one more step. I want to encourage you, please come out to the prayer mountain. Every Sunday morning at 10 o'clock, it's a meet and greet, and then our service starts about 10:15, 10:20. Everybody's having their coffee. Everybody's yakking and talking, saying hello to everybody. So come on out for a church service, A Touch from Above, right on Highway 67. Our God is so good. Don't hesitate. You got to get up. You got to get up, and you got to do something more with that prayer. Get up and get your rumpus to church. Please. You'll absolutely love it. We're a church without walls. Touch from Above. Not too far. We're 35 minutes from anywhere in San Diego, 35 to 40 minutes from anywhere in San Diego County. God put us centrally located, and we're right off of Highway 67. All right. God bless you. I love you. You're awesome. You're amazing, and God has a plan for your life. Do not ignore what God wants to do in your life. All right. God bless you. Thank you for joining me.
Thank you for listening to Dr. Luana Steins. Have you read her book, A Mother's Story? It's a must-read, a heart-gripping, true story. A murdered husband, a single mother, and a fight with cancer. For your support of any amount, you'll receive her book. Send your support to A Touch From Above, P.O. Box 2800, Ramona, California 92065, or give online at atouchfromabove.org. Come quickly to my
rescue. Are you distracted? Seems like everything gets in the way? Come to A Touch From Above Prayer Mountain, 25 beautiful acres. Walk up to the cross or relax in a small private cabin to pray. Bring your leaders to pray. At Prayer Mountain, God answers prayer. Even Jesus had to get away to pray. Call today and make your reservation, 760-315-1967. Your answer is just a prayer away. atouchfromabove.org. Like the ravages of a flood, but I call on the name of Jesus and the power of his blood. I have victory over Satan. Glory to the King of Kings.
Are you discouraged? Not seeing the power of God moving in the church? Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He is powerful. His word is living. His healing is of today. Come join us at A Touch From Above Prayer Mountain. Dr. Luana preaches every Sunday, 10 a.m. A Touch From Above Prayer Mountain is located at 16145 Highway 67, Ramona, California, 92065. Come and experience the power of God.